This is indeed Near FM, and this is Northside Today with John Healy and Ronnie O'Brien. And in the studio we have Councillor Larry O'Toole. Welcome, Larry.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks very much.
And we're going to talk, maybe you can enlighten us on the closure of the register office downstairs. Both myself and Ronnie met people downstairs looking for the register office. Mm. One lady, an old lady, was quite upset. She was looking for a death cert. I met a young couple who wanted to register the birth of their baby, and it's gone, apparently. Mm. Can you enlighten us?
Well, I can't really. Only you probably know as much about it as I do, and that apparently there's some staff who are either out sick or
somebody on maternity leave.
Maternity leave, or maybe someone had left. And with the embargo on recruitment of new staff, obviously they're short. So the department then decided to, I assume, take the service away and bring it back into the city centre. Now, you're talking about how the convenience of it was. I also, some years ago, I learned that the service is there, and I remember I had to get a death certificate for my own father. And how convenient and easy it was. I just went in there for 5 minutes, printed out, and away with it, instead of the whole thing about going to Lombard Street, particularly for birth certs.
Yeah.
People looking for birth certs. Lombard Street was anyway, and I don't know if it still is, a nightmare.
It was a nightmare, I remember.
I mean, you go in there and you're queuing, and you're queuing up for it. You could be there. People used to start going in at 8 o'clock in the morning just to get nearly at the head of the queue.
I actually remember it well myself.
Yeah, and then this service came out here, which is ideal, you know, decentralised, handy for the local area, the whole north side of the city, or the fringes of the north side of the city at least could use it. So when I heard about the closure, I thought I was shocked. Then I heard the reason, and again, here we are, this embargo on recruiting staff. And this is another manifestation of, you know, how people who use the service will suffer.
Yeah.
I thought we were finished with the days of having to go off into town and queue up. And you had to queue up outside in the rain and all. You can imagine a morning like this morning where you'd be out there in Lombard Street for 2 hours before you even get inside in the building. From my point of view, I'd be raising it everywhere, but my first job would be now to contact the minister. I'm going to write to the minister to get clarification on why it was closed. Yeah. Like, you know, we're only hearing like maybe hearsay why it was closed. Also, do they intend to bring the service back out here? Because I think I would be demanding that. I will also get some of my colleagues in Dáil Éireann to raise it with the minister through minister's questions, because it's a big loss.
It is a huge loss, area. Especially for elderly people.
And also think of it like too. There was obviously that section of the office downstairs, and it's downstairs from this building in the Bunrahi Civic Centre. That it was set up for this purpose. You know, it was laid out for this purpose. All the stuff was put in that you could do it, because, as I say, it was instant. I went in, and after a couple of minutes, the cert I was looking for was just printed out there in front of me.
Yeah.
And paid me whatever money was for it. Great service, powerful. And that was the way to go, we thought. Now we're seeing a backward step. It's a backward step, in my opinion. You said you met people down there.
I did.
And I'm sure, yeah. Now, only I'd heard about it through Ronnie, actually. And if I needed a cert, I don't now at the moment. But I would have just marched up here and went in.
There was no notification given.
They're very badly handled as well. So that's what I'm going to do anyway. And I think it's something that we have to... I think we have to challenge the department here. That service needs to be back out here.
Is it run by the HSE now?
I would assume it's run by the Department of Social Welfare.
I'm not sure about that.
That's a bit of research. I'm not long informed about this development, so I have to go and do a bit of research now and find out.
It happened very suddenly, you know, as we said.
Yeah, and I'll be writing to the minister, the appropriate minister, about it. Yeah. And I'll be getting it raised on the floor of the Dáil as well.
Well, that's great.
We're trying to elicit some information. And then we need to make sure we get behind getting it back again.
Yeah.
No, it's the most important thing, you know.
It's disgraceful the way it happened.
Ah, well, no, that's wrong. I mean, we were going in the right direction. Here was a great facility.
Yeah.
Look, Lombard Street and getting your shirt in town was all right for Dublin 50, 40 years ago.
Yeah, when the traffic wasn't as bad.
And when there wasn't, the population was only half the size. Now look at the amount of people, young population in Ireland. And every year families need birth certs and they need all kinds of things, you know. And I remember going in there with my grandson some years ago, not so many years in Lombard Street. I decided, look, I'm going to show you how to go from here from the bus in the morning and go in early yourself. I was born in the country, just as an aside, and it was much easier. You just run upstairs and you got your cert immediately because the man wasn't there, like, you know.
And it was a
but
huge
downstairs, like, it was a nightmare. It was bedlam sometimes.
Yeah, and it means all the people that were using the office downstairs now are going to have to traipse over to Lombard Street.
That's the madness of it, like, you know. Anyway, I will keep the programme informed, John, of what I do anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Each step I take, and hopefully, you know, hopefully we can get the service back out here.
Hopefully we can, and it's nice to have you on the case.
Well, so, beyond the case anyway, and we'll see then, right?
That's great, Larry, and thanks very much for coming in. I know you're very, very busy.
No, you're very welcome, and I mean, it's a good issue, a big issue.
Okay, thank you very much, Larry.
All right.